Hello, everybody. This is a public session of the PNB meeting for Thursday, December 28, 2006. Teresa Allen is the Secretary of the Board. Teresa, can you call the roll, please?
Ding, ding, ding.
Teresa?
Teresa?
Okay, well, I think that our secretary is not here, so I will call the roll.
At 11:33 in the evening.
I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Attendance. We're going to start with Sar Rundawa.
Here.
Rip Robin. I didn't hear him. I did not hear Rip. Rob Robinson?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shapto?
Here.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir? Here.
Pass.
Oh, well, Jean, you're here. Okay, Don White?
Here.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Thank you. Greg Guma?
Here.
Thank you. Ronnie Hicks?
Here.
Thank you. David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Thank you. Lydia Brisson?
Here.
A.C. Bird? A.C.
Here.
Bird? Thank you, A.C. Lisa Davis?
Here.
Patty Hempley?
Here.
Thank you. Phil Jackson is not here, I think. Ray LaForest?
Present.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Here.
Alan Minsky?
Here.
Thank you. Nathan Moore? Do I hear Nathan? I do not hear Nathan. Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Present.
Thank you. I think everyone is here except Rip Robbins and Nathan Moore.
And Phil Jackson.
I'm sorry, and Phil Jackson. Thank you.
Okay. The agenda, the proposed agenda was sent around. It includes the approval of available public session minutes scheduled next meeting, an urgent action item, a board resolution required by the Bank of New York, report, ED report, finance committee report, and a personnel committee report, a portion, unfinished business, the affiliate director election process update on LSB chair reports and LSB compliance, and new business, Bird motion regarding communication and consultation of EMP directors when making inspection requests, consideration of legal counsel participation in PNB meetings in person, motion on the protocol for resignations, and the resolution on police brutality. I don't think clearly we can get through that agenda. We do have some things we have to do for the end of the year, if I understand correctly, but we can deal with the agenda questions once we have a motion before us. Is there a motion to accept the circulated proposed agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been seconded. It's open for debate.
Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the back.
This is Lydia.
Rob Robinson.
And this is Lisa. I'd like to be on the back as well.
Okay, Mary, Lydia,
I would like
Rob, and Lisa.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Is Deb Shapto serving as timekeeper?
Yes.
Deb, will you serve as timekeeper?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mary.
Yeah, I would like to move that we put the item of that paragraph 2 of the contract evaluation that we were left with, I'd like to put that before the approval of available minutes. I believe our next meeting was already scheduled for January 15th, was it not? So I'm assuming that that's when it is. In which case,
I will look it up. So there's a motion to make the second item of the agenda discussion of what?
Form.
What portion of the personnel committee report?
That portion that was discussing the contract
evaluation.
The evaluation. I'm sorry. I'm getting punched in my throat.
Can it be phrased as just the Personnel Committee report, public
session? Yeah, right. That was moved to go to public session. Yeah.
Thank you. Is there a second to that?
Point of information. Yes. Is the motion to add the contract evaluation discussion as the first item on the agenda today?
The motion is to make the Personnel Committee, the public portion, the Personnel Committee report be the first item after approval of the agenda.
Okay.
As to the question about full PMB, I am not seeing a full PMB conference call scheduled for January, so I do not think our next meeting has been scheduled.
Oh, then we'll have to do that, won't we?
Yeah.
Can I amend this to make it then the third item? The second item will be.
Fine.
I'm sorry. The second item will be scheduling of the next meeting. The third item will be the personnel.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I do. Alan seconds that.
Okay. Any debate?
What is the first item?
The first item was the roll call and approval of the agenda.
Okay. Okay.
So if there's no, is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection,
Go ahead. Oh, no, I thought I heard Lisa object.
No, I didn't object.
Oh, okay, sorry.
A point of information, how many minutes would that be?
It's set for 40 minutes.
Okay.
Well, I would move to amend that to 20.
Second that.
You know, I'm sorry, but there's no way we're going
to We're not going to do that.
We're just not.
No. I'm next, right? Anyway, I'm next. Okay.
Well, may I speak to my motion?
Go ahead. If that's your motion, we'll entertain it.
Okay.
It's
11:40 on the East Coast. We absolutely must act on the three budgets whose authority expires today, the three states.
Yep. Actually, only BAI's budget whose authority expires, but go on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I stand corrected. We must act on that. We must act on the board resolution about the Bank of New York, because that has to be done by the end of the year. So those are urgent. And
police brutality.
Well, I was going to be bringing that up.
What I'm saying is that...
Point of information?
No.
Can we hear one person
finish? Please. Go ahead.
I'm simply saying that...
Pardon me. Excuse me. I apologize for my tone to the member. It was disrespectful. Go ahead, Bob.
All I'm saying is that some of us on the East Coast are going to have to start leaving to, you know, prepare for work tomorrow morning. So it seems like we've got to do the things we've got to do, and the Personnel Committee report, I think, you know, there's a couple of issues that I think we can dispose of in 20 minutes.
What's the motion?
So are you asking for the Personnel Committee report to be 20 minutes still?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to first take the other motion, which is its positioning in the agenda. Is there any discussion about where it is positioned? Is there any objection to moving it to be the first substantive item after scheduling our next meeting?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I think that we can dispose of the PMB resolution on police brutality. I can't imagine that anybody would object. I would be surprised. And I think then that we can get that out, because that is time sensitive, because Cynthia McKinney's term ends in a couple of days. So, for one thing. And then I would like to remove from the agenda my motion on the protocol for resignation. So, not that we're going to even get that far, but
we're not
I just want
get to that anyway.
Right,
okay.
I realize
so
that. And I'm just,
that.
I just want to officially delete that so we don't have to deal with it.
Okay, you're proposing a substitute motion that the Personnel Committee report public portion be the first substantive item after the scheduling of the next meeting and the resolution on police brutality.
Exactly, which I think will be a two-minute
okay,
item.
Okay, that's the substitute. Is there a second to the substitute?
I second the motion.
Okay, is there any objections to the substitute? Are there any objections to the substitute?
Really, I would object.
Hearing that, excuse me?
I object.
Well, look, let's not spend all our time.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm just putting me down as opposing it, okay?
Okay, is there any further opposition to the substitute? Excuse me?
Okay, first of all, I do want to clarify something that I believe Bob Lederer said. I spoke with Benjamin Garcia yesterday, our comptroller, and he told me that there was not a time sensitivity to the approval of the Bank of New York resolution.
That would be incorrect. Ms. Lonnie, that's not correct.
Okay, well, we will take that up when we take up the issue of the Bank of New York resolution.
Right.
At the moment, we are prioritizing our editorial statement on police brutality, followed by the personnel issues. If there's no further objections, then may we adopt the substitute. Okay, that's adopted. Now then, as to the question of the time for the public portion of the Personnel Committee report, Bob has proposed that it be 20 minutes, and that's been seconded. May we move straight to a vote on that question? Will you call the roll on that motion?
Any objections? If there's any objection.
Are there any objections to making the Personnel Committee 20 minutes, per public portion 20 minutes? Hearing none, it's 20 minutes. Okay. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? And I just want to say, by the way, anything we don't get to, we can hold we can either recess and continue the meeting tomorrow night or some other time, and/or we can schedule a separate meeting with a brand new agenda, and all these items would carry forward onto that agenda.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yep.
I'm not clear. Are we going to get to this New York Board resolution item tonight, or is that still in question? May happen, may not happen.
Depends on how fast we get through this. The board just decided to prioritize its motion on resolution on police brutality and personnel.
Okay.
It was the next thing on the agenda after that.
That bank resolution would be after that?
Yeah,
next time.
Actually, it's after approval of available minutes, unless somebody wants to strike approval of available minutes.
I'm going to strike approval.
Yeah, we'll move that.
Okay. I heard a second. Is there any discussion on that point? Okay. Any objection?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have three very, very brief items for approval of minutes, and I really don't think that it would be complicated.
Okay. There's an objection to striking approval of minutes. Is there any other discussion on that? Are there any other objections to striking?
Mr. Chair, would it be in order just to move the approval of the to put the other things in front of it, and instead of striking it, put it after the items that we have put ahead in the priority, including the Bank of New York and the other items?
So there's a motion proposed to move the approval of available minutes until after consideration of the budget item that requires action tonight, which is the WBI revised budget.
And also after the other items that we've got, the meeting day.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Is there a second to that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there any objection to that?
I object. You're making it very, very complicated. As I said, try to explain. It should be very simple.
We don't have time.
Okay, is there any other objection to moving it until after we deal with the substantive business? Hearing no further objections, it's moved to that point. Is there anything else
Chair,
on the agenda?
Point of personal privilege, can you please just repeat what we just agreed to?
We agreed to move the approval of available minutes until after the consideration of the Finance Committee resolution on the WBAI revised budget.
Want to put some privilege, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Somebody sounds like doing some demolition work. Could they stop that?
Thank you very much, sir, for properly using a point of personal privilege. It's so often abused. Would whoever's doing that please mute themselves? Pound six. Okay.
This is Bob.
Bob, yes.
I move to similarly move the ED report till after the urgent items of the Finance Committee report.
Is there a second?
Move what?
Second the motion.
Move what, please?
The second, moving the ED report until after the approval of available minutes. Is there any further discussion on that? Is there any objection to that? Okay. May we adopt the agenda as approved and proceed through it?
So move.
Second.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, we'll proceed. The next item is the scheduling of the next meeting, a teleconference for January. At the moment, the open dates are the 4th, Thursday, the 12th, which is a Friday, and the 10th, which is a Monday. Actually, the 2nd, which is a Tuesday, the 4th, which is a Thursday, the 10th, which is a Wednesday, and the 12th, which is a Friday.
I would move to make it January 4th.
Hang on, folks. First, you have to be recognized, and then...
I'm sorry.
I heard Lisa and Mary. I heard Mary first. Mary, go ahead.
Oh, I move to make the next teleconference Thursday, January 4th.
Thursday, January 4th. Is there a second?
A point of information, Mr. Chair.
Second.
Yes? Yes.
We have a licensing
distribution. Wait, there's crosstalk.
Okay, wait a sec. Who's making a point of information?
Alan.
Rob Robinson.
Rob, what's your point of information?
There's a licensing and distribution meeting from 5 to 7 Eastern Time the same evening. Mm. I'm not arguing against it. I'm simply making that clear.
Yeah, and I have a governance, local governance.
Okay.
And then...
Okay, I didn't hear a second. Well, actually, I did hear
it
Evelyn
was a second.
Evelyn, do you want to, having heard what you just heard, do you want to hold on to that second, or do you want to withdraw it?
Well, I'll withdraw the motion.
And I'll second it. I'll withdraw.
Mr. Chair, Don White here.
And David Allen here.
Been withdrawn. Lisa's next, then Don. Lisa,
Alan.
Go ahead.
I would like to move that it be Tuesday, January 2nd.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Dave, can you repeat all of the dates that were available?
Okay.
Move
well,
as well.
These are the dates. The following dates don't have anything posted on the Pacifica Board meeting calendar. That is the Tuesday the 2nd. Thursday the 4th, except Rob informs us that the 4th does have a meeting already set that day. Actually, there's a coordinating committee meeting for the 5th, but we could move that if required.
Point of order. The finance meeting was set up initially because of your request, but we don't need to have a finance meeting on the 3rd, so that date is available.
Mr. Chair, I don't hear you.
Oh, okay. 3rd would be good.
But to continue, the 10th is open and the 12th is open.
The 12th is a Friday.
I won't be available. I'll be in the Memphis Media Conference.
But the 3rd is now available?
Yes.
According to our chair, I still believe we need a meeting. But
how about the 12th?
I think that will become clear later.
The 2nd is 12th.
12th.
I wouldn't be available. There's a Memphis Media Conference going on.
Oh, 10th, maybe.
Who's that?
The CFO is saying he's not available, but everybody is going to not be. There is no date at which everybody's going to be available. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask for a motion.
No, I'm not available this
second. Yeah, I know. There's every date is going to have somebody who's not available. So we're going to consider a motion. And a second for each date, we'll consider substitute motions. And after we have a motion and two substitutes, we will work backwards through the substitutes until we get a date that the board votes on. I also want to make a recommendation, and that is that we agree that the key substantive item, or one of the key substantive items that may be before us, be voted on with a mail vote, vote by mail email, so that everybody will get to vote on it, so that this does not become a tussle over which particular people are absent at one time or another. That's my own So now we as far as I know, there is a motion and a second to do it on Tuesday the 2nd. Now, are there any substitute motions?
Don White.
Mary Bird.
Yes, the 3rd.
Okay. Don, I'll recognize it, and Alan. Don?
All right. My substitute motion is to meet on January 12th, which allows people who are traveling over the holidays to get back and get resettled.
Okay, is there a second to the 12th?
Second.
I second the 12th.
Okay, that's been seconded. Alan?
Put me on the stack.
I would like to make either the 3rd or the 10th. Someone help me out here.
The 3rd. Why don't we start with the 3rd?
Okay, the 3rd. January
3rd.
The 10th?
We have a local station board meeting on the 3rd.
Okay, the 10th, January 10th.
Can Dorina be on the stat, please?
No, January 10th will be in Nicaragua, I think.
Excuse me. This is not...
Can you just take a vote on each of those, Dave?
Yes, we're going to do that. If people will start piping up and talking about what dates they can and can't make it. Everybody, there will be someone who can't make every day.
David, I have an important question. Is this the January PNB meeting?
Yes.
This is the next teleconference of this board. The PNB meeting in person takes place January 26th through 28th in Houston.
Why do we not need a week's notice for the meeting?
Not if we just adjourn.
We have more than a week's notice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. You're saying if it were the 2nd?
Right.
Yes.
If it were the 2nd, what we could do is recess this meeting and continue it as a recessed meeting.
We could do that with the 3rd as well.
Yes, we could do that with the 3rd as well. January 10th.
Go on the stack for the please.
Seconded. I heard you, Zarina, trying to get there. There was one person before you, and now I cannot think of who it was.
I had asked to be on the stack, Mary Bird. I thought
you were the first person that I had recognized. I'm going to go to Zarina. Zarina, go ahead.
The 3rd for WPFW is not going to work for the 4 reps because we have our special meeting for the PMB that night.
Okay, well, that hasn't been proposed. The motions I have a motion for January 10th, I have a motion for January 12th, and a motion for January 2nd right now. So we have a motion and 2 substitutes, so we'll go backwards.
Point of information?
Yes.
Did you not hear me add the 2nd to the scheduling of the meeting on the 4th?
What?
The 4th, I thought that the 4th was withdrawn.
And then
that was Mary's original motion, and she withdrew it.
I was
because
under the impression that I stepped forward and made it after she withdrew it.
I
you did what?
Okay. Well, I tell you what, if the board will allow, I'm willing to suspend the rules to allow for these 4 options considered. Is there any objection to that?
Mm-mm, no.
I hear no objection to allowing us to suspend the rules to do that. So we're going to go backwards through the list. The list is January 10th, which is a Wednesday, January 12th, which is a Friday, January 2nd, which is a Tuesday, and January 4th, which is a Thursday.
Didn't we have the 3rd?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, point of information. I thought we had the 3rd somewhere.
No, we did not. No one made that motion. Alan was asking what to do. He started to say the 3rd. He changed it to the 10th, and that was seconded. And Zarina's expressed that PFW has their meeting on the 3rd.
So
we'll have a vote for the 10th first. This is Wednesday, January 10th. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Dave, you didn't... Okay.
Huh?
This is Lee. I kept trying to say I'm going to be in Nicaragua on the 10th.
Okay, for each of these dates, we'll hear from everybody who cannot make it. So, Lydia cannot make the 10th. Who else cannot make the 10th?
I can't
either. That's our LSD meeting.
Rosalinda cannot.
In Houston.
Okay, it's the Houston LSD meeting. Rosalinda and Lydia cannot make it, and Lisa can't make it.
Lydia, when do you come back?
I have a COI meeting in New York.
11th at night. Midnight.
Okay, so...
Well, obviously I would never propose the 10th if there was an LSD meeting, so I withdraw the 10th.
Like, withdraw it? Okay.
So
the 10th has been withdrawn. We're now at Friday,
January 12th. The 2nd is horrible for me.
Okay. Friday, January 12th. Lonnie has said he can't make it because he's in Memphis. Who else cannot make it?
Patty.
You don't have phones in Memphis?
Okay, Patty. Patty cannot make it. Anyone else? Okay, then we'll proceed to a vote on the 12th. All right, well, let's do all of them. Who cannot make the 4th?
I cannot make the 4th. Deb.
It's not great for me. I can't make the 4th.
Oh, no, and we have a local governance meeting.
I have a local governance meeting that night.
Okay, and how about the 2nd?
John White cannot make the 2nd.
I can't make it either.
I'll be traveling.
Mr. Chair?
Actually, so will I. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, who said Mr. Chair?
This is Teresa Allen. May I suggest Friday the 5th?
Let's not do this.
Oh, no, do it, Don.
Okay.
We should
there
do
is
this.
Something on there.
No, we have
the
coordinating committee.
Excuse
oh, that's
me.
The coordinating
committee. Hello.
And it's the night before our
coordinating committee. We could perfectly easily move the coordinating committee meeting to the 12th. Who could not make the 5th?
I can't make the 5th.
And I'd like to ask people, you know, there's a difference between can't make and don't want to make. So who cannot
make the 5th?
I cannot
make the 5th.
Who?
LeVar, anyone else?
I can't make the 5th.
Okay.
I cannot be there on the 5th. I'll be traveling back on the 5th.
Okay.
I'll be
traveling. So now we're going to vote. The most recent substitute was January 5th.
Point of information,
yes.
Mr. Chair. Did you not agree or did you not state that if there were to be a substantive vote, that would be done by email, so if it's a matter that someone feels very strongly about, they still will have a chance to vote on it.
That was my suggestion for resolving our typical clinch on this, but the board has not decided to do that. I was just pointing that out as a possible way to get some people to feel relaxed about, you know.
May I so move, Mr. Chair?
Yes. Well,
not right now, you may.
Not right now. I have motions to that effect, too.
Hello? Hello? We're going to vote first on the most recent date proposed, which was the 5th. Will you call the roll, Teresa, on the 5th?
Okay. For the 5th. Sar Randhawa?
No.
Rip's gone.
Rip is not here. Rob?
This is for the 5th? No.
Deb?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Don?
No.
LeVarn?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Thank you. Dave, do you want me to ask you? I say we should ask you.
Yeah.
No, don't ask me. Keep going.
But okay, I'm assuming you can then, because I don't know who's going to chair the meeting if it's not workable for you.
I can't tell you. I'd have to kill you.
The 5th, I'm going to pass. Wait a minute. The 5th is
Friday.
I'll do it any day of the week. I'll say yes. Mary.
Let me pass a minute. I'm trying to look up what I have.
Evelyn?
Next.
Yes.
Evelyn says yes. Lydia?
Yes.
That's a yes.
No, AC? No, pass.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm still looking.
AC? Is AC here?
I'm a pass.
AC passes. Lisa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Dave, this is where I missed that for a second. So that means we would just cancel the coordinating committee meeting on that day?
Yeah, okay. I would reschedule it.
So the answer is yes.
All right. Ray says yes. Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Alan?
Yes.
Nathan? Is not here. Rosalinda?
Yes.
And Mary Berg?
Well, I don't find anything, but I think there is something, but I can't find it. I guess.
Does that mean yes or no?
Yes. I guess I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Lydia?
I abstain. I don't know if I can move what I have scheduled.
All right. And AC?
Yes.
All right. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes. 10-7.
Okay. Would people allow a further suspension of the rules so we can query the other dates to see if we have greater support for the other dates, and then we select that date with the greater support?
Absolutely.
I support that.
Mr. Chair, I would, but I'd like to know, because I think it's important to know whether you could be there on that date, on any of those dates, like the 5th. Would you have to vote yes?
I wouldn't miss time spent with this group for the world.
Feeling is mutual.
I will move heaven and earth to be with you.
After midnight on the east.
So if there is no objection to a suspension of the rules to take votes on the remaining dates, then will you please call the rule off the 12th, Teresa?
We're going, what date are we on now?
12th.
The 12th. All right. Rip Robbins is not in. All right, so we will go with Rob. I said Rob Robinson. I can't hear him. Deb?
Yes.
Zarina?
Said yes.
Thank you, Rob. Zarina?
Yes.
You, Don? Hey, Don. Can't hear Don. LaVarn?
No.
You. David Adelson is going to make it happen. I'll say no. Mary Berg?
I'll say yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
AC?
Yes.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Patty?
No.
Ray.
Sorry, I was knocked off. What's the date, by the way, that we...
The 12th.
Yes, I'm...
That's a yes? Okay.
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Darv?
Yes.
Okay, that looks good.
Don White here. I'm voting yes.
Okay, yes. And I will change my vote to a yes. 16 yes and 2 no.
The next date is January 4th.
I thought we were on to the 2nd.
Someone withdrew.
Okay, the 2nd then.
What happened?
All right. For the 2nd, I'm going to start with Rob. Rob, I'm going to. Deb Shafter.
Yes.
Zarina?
No, here we go again.
Zarina, I can't hear you.
No.
No. Don?
No.
LaVarn?
No.
Lisa says yes. Mary?
No, I cannot do it.
Let's stop.
Evelyn?
May I point of information,
no.
please? Can I bend
not
the rules?
Not during the vote, no.
Because it's obvious that it's not going to happen on the 2nd.
Not during a vote.
And it's, and it's 8 after 12 on the East Coast.
Hey, Evelyn?
No.
Thank you. Lydia?
No.
AC?
No.
Lisa?
Go, just move on. I'm not going to waste my time answering this.
So you abstain?
I'm not wasting my time answering
Patty?
This. Answer this.
Patty?
Hi. Yes, I...
Okay. Ray?
No.
Ray is a no. Ambrose?
No. What comes after L?
Bob?
No.
Alan?
No.
Rosita?
No.
Barb?
No.
I think that's a no.
Yes.
Bob Robinson?
No.
Thank you.
If anybody needs right. to laugh or make other gaffes, please mute yourself. It's just
three yes.
Why should it? Who's calling?
14. 3 to 14.
Okay. Rather than go through the fourth, we had 16 in favor of. What was the date that we had 16 in favor of?
12.
The 12. 12. So you had 16.
12. Is there any objection to our just adopting that?
No objection.
No.
Okay. Then our next date will be Friday, January 12th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm taking our typical time. Any objection to that starting time?
Mr. Chair, would it be possible to have it at 8 p.m. in consideration of those people on the East Coast?
May we do that? Is there any objection?
It's a good idea.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Then it'll be at 8 p.m. this time around.
Can we use this number?
We'll deal with that later. I'll send around that once we deal with the technical issues. Okay. The next thing on the agenda PMB
Mr.
resolution
Chair.
On police brutality and abuse of authority by Lisa Davis. Lisa, do you want to read it or shall I read it?
I would like to read it. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hopefully this will not take very long, especially in light of all of the abuse that has been going on. This is an emergency situation. It is things like this, which to me is what this radio station is about. I'm kind of a little remiss. I wish there would have been a lot more discussion on it, not, just for the people that were being brutalized by it. And I know that there was an, issues written or, that was...
Lisa, you're almost completely unintelligible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you get closer to the phone or...
Okay, you mean my phone, not what I'm saying, right?
Somebody else.
Point of information, hasn't it been sent out to everybody?
Yeah, we all have.
Yes.
Has everybody read it?
Excuse me?
Yep.
It was sent out to the whole...
And everybody's read it. Let's vote.
Mm-hmm. But publicly, they should hear it, shouldn't they?
I asked the member if the member wanted to read it. I believe the member would like to read the motion.
Yeah, just publicly so they can hear it. I'll cut out all the rest of the stuff, but be it resolved that the PMB resolution on police brutality and abuse of authority, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board, PNB, condemns the unwarranted murder of Sean Bell, an innocent and unarmed African-American male, and the attempted murders of his friends Joseph Guzman and Trent Benefield, who are also black and unarmed, in a barrage of 50 bullets fired by 5 New York City police officers. The PNB also condemns the police killing of Catherine Johnston, a 92-year-old African-American grandmother who was killed by the police in Atlanta in the same week as Sean Bell in a botched drug raid, as well as the killings and harassment of all those who have been victimized by police brutality. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica National Board supports the demand by many organizations and community activists nationwide for an end to police brutality. We join Congress members Cynthia McKinney and John Conyers, the incoming House Judiciary Committee, and they demand that Congress to hold national hearings on the state of America's law enforcement agencies' use of force and deadly force against the Black, Latino, and other communities of color. The PMB directs this resolution to be read over the five Pacifica stations, airwaves, and encourages each station and affiliate station to cover the hearing and to give this issue the priority coverage that it needs and deserves.
Okay, that's the motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
Second.
Does the board wish to debate this, or may we move straight to a vote?
Let's move straight to a vote.
Don White, just one question.
Go ahead.
I definitely, of course, we all support this. My question is, around the affiliates, we need to have someone responsible to get this out to all the affiliates. Does it call for the affiliates to cover the hearings, Lisa?
Excuse me, I'm going to answer. We don't have the ability to call all the affiliates.
No. You missed my point, David. It seems like what we're trying to do is to have the broadest possible coverage of this motion and implementation. I know we don't have the right to order the affiliates to do anything. I mean, we don't even have the right, really, to order. But is there some mechanism for all affiliates to know that this has been passed?
Democracy
yeah, our
now.
Affiliates coordinator has transmitted motions to the affiliates in the past, and we can post it on affiliate site.
Excellent.
And I would just say that the motion encourages each station and affiliate station to cover the
Yeah, I can't hear you. Could you speak up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the motion encourages affiliate station and each station and affiliate station to cover the hearing and to give this issue the priority coverage that it needs and deserves.
Yeah. So my only concern is that all the affiliates get this information, and David is saying that they will.
Okay.
Okay. This is Ray, if I may.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah. I think that there's something that Don't say that is still left, that's still valid, because the motion I don't have in front of me directs the station to read the motion on the air. So we could urge the affiliates to do the same. And then, as Lisa said, and we commend that the whole discussion and so on. Maybe I should have the exact. But I think the spirit of what Don was saying is that we want this done as broad as possible.
Yeah, the motion says that it calls for it to be read on our airwaves and encouraging each station and affiliate station to cover these issues. Yes, Savros, what's your point of information?
I would add. Directs rid of the five Pacifica stations as well as Democracy Now. That'll cover the affiliates.
So you'd like to ask that directs this resolution to be read over the five Pacifica stations and encourage each station, affiliate station, and Democracy Now to cover the issue? Okay.
At least should be read over Democracy Now. Absolutely.
Do we have the? I do not believe we have the authority to mandate airing of a statement on Democracy Now.
I don't think you have to demand that of Amy.
Okay. So we will leave it in the statement of encourage. So the motion, there's a motion to amend it to say PMB directs this resolution to be read over the five Pacifica stations' airwaves and encourage each station, affiliate station, and Democracy Now to cover the hearings and give this issue the priority coverage it needs and deserves.
Yeah.
Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
I second the amendment.
Is there any objection to the amendment? Okay, hearing none, do we need any further debate on the amended motion?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Very tiny correction. One word was left out of the motion. It should say... after John Conyers, the incoming House Judiciary Committee chair, the word chair was left out.
I left that out.
Okay. Is there any objection to adopting that typo correction?
Mr. Chair, do we really need a motion on that? Can't we just say that was a typo and put it in there?
Let's just keep going. Okay. Is there any objection to that?
No.
Hearing no objection, it'll be added. Finally, is there any further discussion on this?
I think not.
Hearing none, may we adopt the resolution as amended unanimously?
No, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Patty Hadley's abstaining.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Okay. Hearing no objection, it's adopted without objection. And one abstention. Okay. The next item on our agenda is... Where are we? Yes, the Personnel Committee report, public portion. And did we approve a 20-minute session for this? Will you keep time and let me know 5 minutes before the end? Deb?
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Now, there were two issues before us. One issue concerned questions of the ED oversight over finance staff, and the other question concerns the evaluation of the executive director. The executive director evaluation was mandated to have occurred by December 31st, so I'd like to take that item first. Do you want to present the motion of the finance the personnel committee, Evelyn?
Sure. Our motion is...
And hold on. Before you do that, I'd like to ask everybody who's not speaking to please mute themselves because the interference is profound right now.
Yeah.
Electronic, I mean.
Star six.
Thank you. Go ahead, Evelyn.
Okay, the Personnel Committee, and I have forwarded these forms once again for those who may not have received them from Rhonda, and they include the job description of the ED on the form. We put together the document based on suggestions and input from our counsel, Stan Siegel, as well as our HR director. And these are the documents that came out of the Personnel Committee for approval by the PNBN discussion, of course, and also the fact that we would like to send them out once they're approved immediately because we have a date of January 10th for final responses. So the committee is moving acceptance of the form and that we move forward with the evaluation of the executive director as mandated by the PNB.
Okay, so it's coming from the committee. It doesn't require a second. The motion is that we accept the evaluation instrument and the timeline for evaluation. Is that the motion?
That the forms, yes, because we need to send the forms out immediately, and we have a return date of January the 10th.
Okay, and is the question, just can you clarify, is the question of who is doing the evaluation also part of the motion, or is it a separate item?
Actually, that has been included on the form, and if there's, you know, some discussion necessary, we can make that a separate item.
Okay, so right now the motion before us is to accept the form and the timeline for evaluation. It's open for discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Personal privilege. Could you please send that to me because I'm not getting things that are sent to PNB at Pacifica.org, and it does not appear to be in my mailbox.
Okay, we'll do.
Oh, you have it. Did you get it, David? Or do I need to send it to her?
I have it. I'll send it to her.
Okay, thank you.
The noise stopped. Dave, may I be on the stack?
You're first. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just have some questions, and then I would like to propose, because I'm very anxious to have this process expedited as well. something else. But anyway, first of all, can you describe the process? And this is just, we're just dealing with the ED evaluation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you describe, and you know, I haven't seen it, as I said, you know, the substance of it, only the template that I received before. So there's no way that I have time to review it for a vote tonight. But I do think that to expedite things, if we do not come to resolution tonight that we do the kind of thing that we did on the budget last time, which is by unanimous written consent. That would give us time to, you know, review it and maybe tweak it if we find any particular errors very quickly, and give some kind of written unanimous consent. But also, could you please review the process and who's involved, who is going to be involved in the evaluation?
Mm-hmm.
Are the OSBs involved? You know, whatever. Is it just the PMB? And then the timeline, if you can specify it, since we're being webcast, we need.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Those that are included on the farm are PMB members, LSD members, national staff members, general managers, and interim general managers. Okay. The timeline, if the form is approved tonight, Rhonda will send them out from the personnel office tomorrow, and we have a date of January 10th to have the information returned to the HR director. They go directly back to her because it is a personnel document.
Anything further?
The process, when you say process, are you concerned with how the document was put together or the process?
No, I just want the full process. In other words, mm-hmm. is this going to be, if you're talking about LSB members, I assume it's going to be only the LSB members from the start date of the executive director until December 31st, is that correct? And then that's number one. And then also, how is the information going to be synthesized? Is the committee doing it? Is Yolanda doing it? You know, who's doing
it?
What is
through
the
HR director.
Okay.
The personnel committee does not have the responsibility for doing that.
Okay.
This is Bob.
She's ready.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh.
Okay, first clarification, unless this is already said, that... I'm a member of the personnel committee, and we specified in the committee would be only outgoing. Well, obviously the PNB members are still on the board, but the LSB members have already turned over to some extent. So it will be the people whose terms just ended or are continuing, but not the people just elected.
Not the new people.
Right. So that the people who actually were on the board when the executive director was. The other point is that when we originally set the January 10th date, it was when we had scheduled a PNB meeting for December 15th, and it was to allow, I think it was approximately 2 weeks to get them out, get the forms out, and then give people a reasonable time to give a thoughtful response and get them back, because the return date is the date to be received, not postmarked, in Berkeley at the national office. So I'm concerned that this is going to get a very high response rate because it's coming right off the New Year's, and then you know, really 3 or 4 days that people have to turn this around. And
Bob, it's pretty easy to just change the date.
Okay.
Hold on. When a member is speaking, I'd appreciate if people do not interrupt the member. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, so I'm just I don't have a specific date in mind, but I guess I'm just proposing a little more leeway, like maybe. I don't know, maybe the 16th, something that, you know, gets more of a response rate.
Okay, I'm going to make the point that our next our PNB meeting is the 12th, has been set to be January 12th. So even with the date of the 10th, there's not time for processing of that information in time for that meeting. Greg?
Yeah, I didn't hear previous question because I got knocked off again. I think I need a new phone. Anyway, what relative weight is given to individuals and or organizations or groups in the evaluation? How are they weighted?
Evelyn?
I'm sorry. I heard what weight is given to, and then I didn't hear the rest of that.
Individuals.
To responses, either or be the individuals and or groups that are being that are part of the survey.
Coming out of the personnel committee, we didn't give any weight to that. We gave it to
work directly with Greg in terms of the institutions within Pacifica.
Okay.
If the PNB wishes to add another category, that's up to the committee. That's up to the PNB.
Well, okay, let me clarify. My question is, okay, let's assume, let's say that the whole LSB voted one way and the whole PNB voted the other way. Which view, assuming the numbers were equal, which view would prevail? Are you getting my point?
That's not up to the personnel committee.
What is the
Ray, I'd like to hazard a response, and that is that my expectation would be the data would be aggregated by each category, and ultimately it's the PNB who has authority in the matter, so the PNB would take the information, hopefully broken down by category, and make whatever decision it deems, you know, necessary based on the data.
Right.
I don't think we're mandating any particular formula.
Right. It's my understanding that Yolanda's simply going to give us, she will, you know, go through and categorize the responses and give that information to the PNB.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Barney.
At what point are we at discussion?
We're at discussion right now on the question of the evaluation form for the ED and the timeline for his evaluation.
May I speak?
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you know, the job description that appears in the form. Now, this form is one that I have used for many years at other organizations. I'm really familiar with it, both the pros and cons that it, and we've used it here at Pacifica as well. But what is of concern to me is that the job description that appears in the form, I don't recognize it. My first question is, where did the job description come from? And the part on finance materially changes the CFO's job description. It reads that the EED is responsible for all aspects of the foundation's budget, oversees the budget, manages and provides for the fiscal integrity of the foundation. And I'd like to know, I'd understood that there was an ED job description, and this looks like a total rewriting of the job description that the board had approved. And you know, if the board approves it, this particular instrument, it's not just an instrument, it's a rewrite of the whole job description and the CFO's job description as well. It goes on to indicate that the ED would implement sound financial policies for the national office. So this is a part of the contract, I think Section 2, that really needs to be seriously looked at. And that effectively takes responsibility for finances away from the CFO. It effectively takes management of staff from the CFO. This effectively terminates the CFO and leaves that position with a hollow responsibility of reporting to the board without any of the ability to get that job done that's been given to someone else. Produce balanced budget.
So the board is aware what we're talking of. I'm going to read the description of the chief financial officer's responsibilities from the bylaws. This is Section 9 of Article 9. The chief financial officer shall keep and maintain or cause to be kept and maintained adequate and correct books and records of accounts of the properties and business transactions of the foundation. Including
I would have to appeal the chair.
You're out of order.
I would say that the chair is injecting his opinion.
He's out of order, man.
Providing information to the board about the duties of the board. It is within the rights of the chair to inform the board of such issues.
Would somebody like to dispute
my ability to read the description of the responsibilities of the CFO at this time? I'll entertain an appeal to the ruling of the chair.
Sure, I hadn't finished.
An appeal to the ruling of the chair.
Let me finish the statement first, and then we can take it from there.
Okay.
I'm directly affected. I beg the indulgence of the board of hearing me out on this. It materially and substantially changes my job description, my responsibilities. And the interpretation that the bylaws only give to the CFO oversight over the books is a very narrow interpretation. I'm talking about the means to carry even that out are being taken away. and materially affected by a job description I do not believe has been discussed or approved by this board prior to this date. So I vigorously object to this radical change in the job description. Now, other reasons I object, even if it did not affect me personally, which it does, but there are other reasons as well.